Northern Ireland, revelations about a 1972 murder uncovered by Boston College students is the reason that Sinn Féin leader Gerry Adams has spent a night in jail and under questioning by police. The Boston College History Project focused on the unrest in Northern Ireland in the last century, and the revelations came from interviews with people who have allegedly shed some light on the fate of a woman, Jean McConville, a mother of 10, who was abducted in West Belfast more than 40 years ago. Irish journalist and author Ed Maloney is a former director with the Boston College Project. Welcome, Ed.
Glad to be here, John.
So what are these revelations, and describe just how inflammatory the case of Miss McConville was back in 1972.
Well, Jean McConville was a widowed mother of 10 young children who was taken away by the IRA in December 1972 on the basis that she was suspected of passing on information about IRA members in her area to the British Army. And after a few days of imprisonment by the IRA across the border, she was taken to a beach in a very picturesque part of Ireland called Carlingford Loch. And at the edge of an already excavated grave, a bullet was fired into the back of her head. And there she lay, with no one knowing where she was, least of all her family, until 2003, when she was discovered purely by chance by a man walking on the beach. And the killing has taken on the proportion of being a major scandal, partly because of the very pathetic nature of her case, the fact that she was a woman and a mother of 10 young children, but also because of allegations that the order to disappear her, as it was called, was given by Gerry Adams, who was then the commander of the IRA in Belfast. And if he is put on trial, if he is charged with this murder, and if he ends up in a court, then the credibility of the peace process within the Republican community, the IRA community, is going to take a major hit. So an awful lot hangs on what happens in the next day or so.
Well, we should note that Gerry Adams says he was innocent of any part of the murder, which doesn't speak directly to the idea that he might have given the order when he was in command. How do you reconcile the fact that, as you've noted, Gerry Adams is believed to be responsible for the peace process itself, the ending of the so-called Troubles in Northern Ireland, and yet there's this cruelty of Miss McConville being abducted, her children just left to fend for themselves on the streets, and no information being given as to what would happen to her. She was believed to be an informant. How do you reconcile those?
Well, it was worse than that. In fact, lies were told about what had happened to her. There were stories spread around that she had run off with a British soldier, for example, which was a complete lie, and other stories that she was still alive but had abandoned her family. But, you know, people changed. Michael Collins changed. He did a deal with the British. He's done something the same. But Michael Collins also killed people in the most cruel way. And so, you know, it's not unusual. And it doesn't necessarily mean that a person who does that sort of thing and changes is a hypocrite who should be condemned. In fact, you know, the peace process, which is very much a tribute to American diplomacy, because the two American presidents devoted an enormous amount of their energy and time into making sure that the thing worked, shows that, you know, that you can actually remove the causes of violence and get people to sit down and settle things in an amicable and peaceful way. That has happened here. But the problem now is that by raking up this past, this very ugly part of the past, the damage that could be done both to Adams and to the peace process, you know, is very, very considerable indeed. And I think it's maybe now giving pause for thought amongst those in the Department of Justice who so eagerly cooperated with the British when these subpoenas were first sent to Boston College. I think they may now be beginning to realize that a major mistake was made.
The fate of Gerry Adams in British custody linked with the fate of the peace between Northern Ireland and Britain. Irish journalist and author Ed Maloney, thanks so much.
My pleasure.